Ja, das sehr nicht mehr, wie Maria kann mich so pfeffer, sehr nicht mehr, da die alle schön, was sie schon fällt. Okay. So, going to do in Yoni de Yoma, starting today till Purim, maybe a little after Purim, in Yoni Purim, and then we'll do some in Yoni Pesach. There's a lot to do. We have to do with Vorazara, lot of stuff. Okay. So says the Gemara in Megillah of Zion and Aleph. Tani Rav Yosef Mishloch Monos Ish L'Reyehu, Shnei Monos L'Ish Echad. Shloch Monos is two monos, two portions, right, to one person. Matanos L'Avyonim, Shnei Matanos L'Shnei B'nei Adam. So you give part of a animal, the third born, the garba, the chamra, and some wine. Okay, then the Gemara says, "Rabba bar shadalele, the mari bar yad abai mala taska de kasba." Rasak mole tamar. So you send them a bag full of dates. Mole kasva de kimcha. Or he sent them a bag full of flour. Davshuner. Is it sweet? So it's interesting that the Soros Tshuva, the Chasam Sofer is Einagol. First, there's a Tshuva here on page 8 in the Soros Tshuva. In other words, really, you're supposed to give something, some level of chashivas. In other words, if you give, say, one potato chip and one peanut, so it's, you know, that wouldn't be a proper Shalach Manos, right? But because one potato chip, one peanut, you know. But what if you give multiple, like a whole bag of potato chips, a whole bag of peanuts? So it says, L'ani yazdaitim, shuvah. In other words, that's considered a mana. In other words, if you sell a whole bag of pretzels, a whole bag of this, in other words, you're not, if you just give one pretzel, you know, that's not chashuv, it's not yotze. But even though each one is not chashuv, but it's a whole bag, it's considered like one mana. And he says, you see that from this Gemara. The Rabbi Shadalei Lamari Bar Mar that he sent him a bag of dates. So each date itself is not right, not chashuv. But he sent him a whole bag of them. Right, so that is so. Chora, you see from that Gemara, says the Soros Tshuva that's okay. Just like the Gemara says that they sent a whole bag of dates, so too you can whole bag of potato chips. Task of the Zangvil, Mole Kasa, the Palpa Aricha. They call Chaticha Zangvil with Neatzmo. Well, later on, he says he sent ginger. He gave him a whole bag of ginger. or pepper or whatever. They call chatiha zandril if they answer the hoya dover chashuv. Because welcome came in the besach and starfu of a dover chashuv. And that's what the verse says, hakli mitstarfu. Because if you put it in one kli, then it's mitstarf everything to be one chashuv thing. In the stam b'shabbos. Kupo shimulea peiros. Mesona ala skufa. Achitzona avu pishin rova peiros. Mi bachutz. Potter achi yotzi es kol hakupo. Ratam the potter the eged klishme eged kli, whereas the what's the din of eged kli? In other words, the halacha is that if you want to be if you to be chayiv on Shabbos, you motzi something from the shus hayachid to the shus harabim. Then you're chayef, right? But what if you only, so you have a bag of apples, say, and you take it from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah, so then you're chayef. But what if the bag is half in, half out? So it's on the midway point. It's half in, half out. So would you be chayiv? So at first glance, you'd say, yeah, because some of the apples, the bag is half in, half out. But some of the apples are totally out. So the Gemara says, but no. But since it's a concept of eged kli, eged kli means everything in the kli is considered like one large thing. So if you have like all these apples, it's if it's one big watermelon, so to speak. They're all considered one. So therefore, if you don't take the whole bag out, we view all the apples as one big apple, so then half in, half out is not a hotzah.
Rabbi, what about the opposite? I want to bring it in. Does it work in my favor? Like I say, oh, I didn't bring it all in?
Yeah. You didn't bring it all in. So he says that you see from that din that if you have stuff in the bag, egg and kli, it's considered one unit. The bag makes it into one unit. So therefore, even though each potato chip is not chashuv, but if it's in one bag, it's like it's mitzarf to be one dover chashuv. If you would just give one potato chip, and maybe if you would give many potato chips, but it wouldn't be in one bag, it wouldn't be good. But the kli is mitzarf. The eged kli shmei eged. The enu chayv elam kin hotzi ab vasachas kol akupa l'chusarav. It's not an ochel horud enum mitzarf.
If those who are hakim, they can only serve. Do chacham kechalacha kechacham.
Ochel parud enum mitzarf. You want to give me a? A Mishnah, what the Zekin base? So that's the first Hiddush here of the Soros Truva. That, and this comes up a lot. You know, you have these like O-nuts, you know, the O-nuts thing. You have like a bunch of nuts. So each nut is a little thing, but a whole serving is like in one compartment. So then. That's the story. Yeah, we're talking about Ferrari about like you have to give a dover chashuv. So if you give one potato chip, it's not good. But what if you give a whole bag? So the Soros Shuva says, well, just like there's a din of egged kli, that it's the star of everything in the kli, so that gives the hashivas to all the potato chips in that one bag. And therefore, you would be Yotze Shalach Manas. That's what the Soros Shuva says.
And then he has here in 80s Paragimel, Mishnah Beis. It says in 80s Paragimel, Mishnah Beis, Ochel Parud, Einu Mitzdarf. Because you have Ochel that's made out of small Chatichos Nifrados. Not mitzdarf. The Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Ben Rechinus. Come on, mitzdarf. So what do you see from there? He says, "Okay, mukha be'edis." Then all the part in mitzdarf. The Rabbi Yossi, come on, mitzdarf. We do chacham chacham halacha chachamim. To cover it up. Ochel parud, the ochel is nifrad, it's not mitzdarf. But the chacham say it is mitzdarf. The question is that because it's in a kli? Ochel parud einu mitzdarf. Okay, so that's the first. I was thinking just now, you tell me what you think. That if you want to say that it's a din in mitzdarif, with the kli's mitzdarif, with all the egged kli, I just thought of a chumra now. I'm not machmir on this, but I just thought of a chumra. You ready for this chumra, for Ferrari? I just thought of this chumra right now, the second. Ready for this chumra? That could be like a lot of times you buy the old nuts thing, right? But it's a disposable thing. So if you hold a disposable flea, it's not a flea. So then maybe it wouldn't be mitzdarf. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, wrapped, nice piece. Yeah, if you have a big, that's a money offer, a whole chocolate. But you hear what I'm saying? So you're saying that it doesn't really need a real shame clear on it. As long as it looks, because it gives it a chashivas. It gives it a chashivas. So Rav Mordechai, that's what apparently I rely on that. Because I don't get some of it. Yeah, in other words, his word is that you just like the Gemara said, the person gave Mali Tas for the Kasba, they gave a sack Mali Tamarim, so that's his Raya, that even one Tamara is not Chashev. One Tamara is not Chashev, but if you have a whole sack full, that's good. Because he says, like, it's Egypt clean. Everything is mitzarif for one thing. So I said, well, maybe you need a real din kli. So therefore, that's a new chumra. That would be a new chumra, Rabbi Aaron. Right? New chumra. Not to use disposable. No. But Mordechai Scheinz's shmita say, no, that as long as the image looks like, it looks chashev. You know, I just was on nuts with my wife the other day. It's a fascinating store there. Oh, nice. Interesting. Okay, so that's the first tshuva of the Soros tshuva. Now he has another tshuva. Tell me what you think. I want to hear what you say before we look inside. And Bez Hashem, on Sunday, we're going to continue this packet, Bez Hashem. And Monday, we have a machina. And Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll continue the Inyana Dioma. Okay. Is the din shalach manos? You have to give two manos to one person. But they have to give it b'vasachas, or you can even give it zeh achas zeh.
Oh, that's good. 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 You
want to say? You go and give him a nice chaticha, and then 2 hours later you come back with another chaticha. In the meantime, he might have even had to eat up the first chaticha. Is it dim b'vasachas or even zeh achas zeh? So it's true. That's interesting. I want you to hear. What do you think of that? What would you say? No. Why should it be enough?
And then if it's Reus, so...
If it's Reus...
It doesn't matter what you gave the other one. If that they approve.
Two. But if it's Suda...
Suda, it's the same Suda.
No, but say you give it. Say he's eating the suit at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you gave one at 9, and again 3 hours later you gave him another one.
So that it would work, but I mean, if already had suit.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
We can learn from Yaakov and Esav.
Yaakov and Esav. Oh.
Yeah, Yaakov piled up all the goodies coming to Esav. Lemalos einav shel oiso rasha. He wanted to show. Look what I'm giving you. So maybe by Purim, you want to do the opposite. Reus, give him a lot at the same time, rather than separate them.
Oh.
Maybe.
You say, where are you saying, by where is it? Where are you quoting? You're quoting
Parshas Vayishla. He gave five different Adarim, and he spaced them out. So like the eye is satiated.
Satiated, right.
Yeah.
So he's saying, by Yaakov. When Yaakov gave Esav all the matanas, he gave it to Rashi. Rashi says he gave it to them
to satisfy the eye of that Rasha. That's the word.
Even after one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take out a chumash. Let's look up that Rashi.
Try to find it.
Let's look up that Rashi. It's a good Rashi. Come on, there are hundreds of chumash right there. So you have Chumashim there with Rashi. So each you do, yeah, yeah. Let's see with Katan. Let's see the which pasuk.
I'm not sure. I'm looking.
Yeah, let's see. We'll find it. Yeah. It says, Masayim. Molin Benikos.
He told them, make revach between each eder and eder. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see that. Yeah, that's possible. Yud Zayin. Lamed Beis Yud Zayin. Kol Min Min La'atzmo. Molei Ayin, Kedei Lazbiya Eino, Al-Hol Shoshal, Al-Hol, Al-Riboy Hator. So he says you should make space between each. Each min, so it'll look more. So you're saying maybe it's the same thing.
So that would be the opposite. That would be one after the other, not all at the same time.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Avram Levin wants to say.
Yeah. That's right. Right.
Oh.
It goes either way.
Oh, Shaychus.
So what would you say, fellas? Yeah, Rav Avram, the question. You have to give it with Asachos?
Yeah. Can Rebbe explain what, you know, each side of the question, like why, what's
that's
the
what
argument?
For you to do. Oh, no, that's not me. That's for you to do.
Well, what's the Svara to say that it has to be with Asachos?
Because maybe it's Matanis Lavionis, you have to give them, you have to do, this is the mitzvah, you're giving Shalach Manus. Maybe you have to. Whatever you have to do, let me ask you another question. You ready? Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, you have to give the 5 coins to the Kohen. But do you have to give it all at once? Or. You get a little now, a little later. Whenever there's a chiv in the sina, does it have to be b'vas achas? But for our saying, if it's a chayiv, the way some the Vilna Gaon says it's a chayiv, you owe the kohen. It's just like, so if I owe you money, I give you some money now, I'll give you some money later. As long as in the end, I pay you back.
It's kind of like the lulav. The lulav, you have to take it all together.
Even though we hold, you can even take it zechazeh.
You could?
We're knowing to do it with asachas, but really you should.
We have the concept of ayin yafa, kula nosen, ayin yafa yon nosen.
Yeah.
Maybe that's too good to do it all in one shot. That's called ayin yafa, maybe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, look into the next tshuva here. The Soros tshuva, Chelek Gimel, Simitov Tzari Zay. The Stapakti Bechel Shesholach Chavei Rupurim and Shloch Moros Mona Achas, the Varachila Shesbashal and Nitzla, the Yishuv Halzeh, Shalishlach Lochlo Miyad, he gives a piece of chicken. And the guy's in the middle of the meal. Oh, thank you for the chicken. And eats the chicken, but he only gave him one mana. So then he comes back later, gives him the second mana. So he wants to say that Yotze, even if the first mana is consumed before you even get to give the second mana. What do you say, Rabbi? Okay, let's assume so you won't get involved in that Shiloh. A slave you this, but take a look for a second. Look at the Sefer Mikra Kodesh on page 22, or see Pesach Frank on page 22. In Sarkh Shloch Shnei Monos Bavasachas. On page 22, of Tzipa Kavarin, Sarkh Shloch Shnei Monos Bavasachas. Yotze Nechova Gambetze Achazeh. So the Tzipa Risho Amashke Inu Nikra Mono, Chom Shloch Ayarak Monachas. But it was the case in the Gemara, one of the Pshatim in the Gemara was, he gave him the Eglot Tilsa, and he gave him a bottle of wine. So he says, Kiyamta Bono, question what the gears is. Fiyamta banu shloch mino shenirudeo. So then he sent him back something else. So you see from there that the way So then he sent them something more. So he said, maybe you see from here that, Rabbi Hanano, Rabbi David Will used to like to call this, that he says, it's not a good matana. So he sent them something more. Maybe that's the Pashup Shah in the Gemara that he said he gave him the wine and the meat, and he said, "Oh, well, this is not such a good Shalach Manos." And some learned, right? So we will point it out from the Rabbeinu Hanano, and maybe the Pshat is that you don't count the drink. So he sent them another piece of meat. So he said, "Oh, now we're talking." He says, Chida says, from this Sifro Kikar Oden, Sheishlo Shloch Mavasachs. The Chida says you should send it at one time. Luxi Vashloch Shde Monos. It says, Vashloch Monos. How do you see what's the raya? It says Mishloch Manos Ishlareyeh. It doesn't say Mishloch Shtei Manos Ishlareyeh. So what do you see from that? That it says Mishloch Manos. You have to give Manos. So you have to... Well, tell me what you think the... What's why is that a raya either way? What's his diyuk?
I would say shtei manos. Why would you say
shtei?
Like you say
shtei
and then you give three, right?
Just
two and you give three.
Right. So he's saying that you have to give basachas because if it would have said mishloch shtei manos. That would mean even Zechazah. But the fact that it says Monos. Yeah, so what's the answer? Yeah, but what is he saying? Okay, you have a time to make it up as a drasha, but what is the chidos? What is he saying? You always have to understand first what the fellows what they're saying, and then you can think if you want. No.
I guess what he's saying is that when it says Mishloach Manos, it sounds like it's all one thing. It's one unit. If it would say Shloach Shtei Manos, it would be two units.
Two units.
So then it would be two separate things.
Manos.
But since it's saying Shloach Manos, it's one unit of multiple things. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what he's saying. So Manos is one unit of Manos. So he's saying, so that's what the Chidashit is, that you should give the Manos in one time. Okay, very good. So let's see more. So now if you look, Very practically, if you say you want to give somebody a nice piece of steak, face you barbecue, you give them a steak and chicken, two manos. But the steak is ready, the chicken's not. So for the chicken, you still have to buy in the store, so it's not ready. You're going to come back in 2 hours, you'll give them the chicken. So is that good or not? But you have to do the shtei manos with our office.
Rebbe, your example actually makes me think more like the Chidah. Because when you sit down for a meal, you have everything. You have the meat and the potatoes. You don't serve the meat, the steak, and then the potatoes half an hour later. You put on the plate. You have the steak and the potatoes at the same time.
Yeah. It's interesting. Just last night we had some potatoes weren't ready. We had the meat, then we had the potatoes afterwards. Usually we don't have it. Usually it's, but just last night, boom. So it's funny that you bring up the mushroom. That's funny. Okay.
So I'm saying it makes sense the way the Chidah is saying it, actually.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I like that. Okay, this so there's a two-minute break. Then we're going to do Parsha. And again, welcome everyone for Shabbos. And anyone who can help out tonight at 11 is welcome. My apartment, help to set up. And anyone, please, we want you all to come. So it should be a very good Shabbos. And last minute, you didn't sign up. You want to come? You should still come. We want you all to come. And Sunday we'll have regular shir, Sunday shir, continuing this packet. Monday is the Bechina, right? And Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll do. We'll continue the... Okay, so 2 minute break, and we're going to do Parsha.